It is impossible to feel good and at the same time be having negative thoughts. If you are feeling good, it is because you are thinking good thoughts. You see, you can have whatever you want in your life, no limits. But there's one catch. You have to feel good. And when you think about it, isn't that all you ever want? The law is indeed perfect.
Marcy Shimoff.
If you're feeling good, then you're creating a future that's on track with what you're desiring. If you're feeling bad, you're creating a future that's off track with your desires. So as you go about your day, the law of attraction is working in every second. Everything we think, everything we're feeling is creating our future. If you're worried, if you're in fear, then that's bringing more of that into your life throughout the day.
When you are feeling good, you must be thinking good thoughts. So you are on track and you are emitting a powerful frequency that is attracting back to you more good things that will make you feel good. Seize those moments when you are feeling good and milk them. Be aware that as you are feeling good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. Let's go one step further. What if your feelings are actually communication from the universe to let you know what you're thinking?
Jack Canfield.
Our feelings are a feedback mechanism to us about whether we're on track or not, whether we're on course or off course.
Remember that your thoughts are the primary cause of everything. So when you think a sustained thought, it is immediately sent out into the universe. That thought magnetically attaches itself to the light frequency, and then within seconds sends the reading of that frequency back to you through your feelings. Put another way, your feelings are communication back to you from the universe, telling you what frequency you are currently on. Your feelings are your frequency feedback mechanism. When you are feeling good feelings, it is communication back from the universe saying you are thinking good thoughts. Likewise, when you are feeling bad, you are receiving communication back from the universe saying you are thinking bad thoughts. So when you are feeling bad, it is communication from the universe. And in effect, it is saying something like this.
Warning, change thinking now. Negative frequency recording, change frequency, counting down to manifestation. Warning.
The next time you are feeling bad or feeling any negative emotion, listen to the signal you are receiving from the universe. In that moment, you are blocking your own good from coming to you because you are on a negative frequency. Change your thoughts and think about something good. And when the good feelings start to come, you will know it was because you shifted yourself onto a new frequency and the universe has confirmed it with better feelings.
Bob Doyle.
You're getting exactly what you're feeling about, not so much what you're thinking about. That's why people, if they stub their toe out of bed, they tend to spiral. The whole day goes like that. They have no clue that a simple shifting of their emotions can change their entire day and life. If you start out having a good day and you're in that particular happy feeling, as long as you don't allow something to change your mood, you're going to continue to attract, by the law of attraction, more situations, circumstances, people that sustain that happy feeling.
We all have experienced those days or times when one thing after another goes wrong. The chain reaction began with one thought, whether you were aware of it or not. The one bad thought attracted more bad thoughts, the frequency locked in, and eventually something went wrong. Then, as you reacted to that one thing going wrong, you attracted more things going wrong. Reactions just attract more of the same, and the chain reaction must keep occurring until you move yourself off that frequency by intentionally changing your thoughts. You can shift your thoughts to what you want, receive confirmation through your feelings that you change your frequency, and the law of attraction will grab hold of that new frequency and send it back to you as the new pictures of your life. Now here is where you can harness your feelings and use them to turbocharge what you want in your life. You can purposefully use your feelings to transmit an even more powerful frequency by adding feeling to what you're wanting.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
So what are you feeling now? Take a few moments to think about how you feel. If you're not feeling as good as you'd like to, focus on feeling your feelings inside and purposefully lift them. As you focus intensely on your feelings with the intention to lift yourself, you can powerfully elevate them. One way is to close your eyes, shutting out distractions, focus on your feelings inside, and smile for 1 minute.
Lisa Nichols.
Your thoughts and your feelings will create your life. It'll always be that way, guaranteed.
Just like the law of gravity, the law of attraction never slips up. You don't see pigs flying because the law of gravity made a mistake and forgot to apply gravity to pigs that day. Likewise, there are no exclusions to the law of attraction. If something came to you, you drew it with prolonged thought. The law of attraction is precise.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
It's hard to swallow, but when we can begin to open ourselves up to that, the ramifications are awesome. It means that whatever thought has done in your life, it can be undone through a shift in your awareness.
You have the power to change anything because you are the one who chooses your thoughts. And you are the one who feels your feelings.
You create your own universe as you go along. Winston Churchill.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
It's really important that you feel good, because this feeling good is what goes out as a signal into the universe and starts to attract more of itself to you. So the more you can feel good, the more you will attract the things that help you feel good and are to keep bringing you up higher and higher.
Bob Proctor.
When you're feeling down, do you know that you can change it like that? Put on a beautiful piece of music. Start singing. That'll change your emotion. Or think of something beautiful. Think of a baby, maybe one you love, and dwell on it. Really keep that thought in your mind. Block everything out but that thought. I guarantee you'll start to feel good.
Make a list of some secret shifters to have up your sleeve. By secret shifters, I mean things that can change your feelings in a snap. It might be beautiful memories, future events, funny moments, nature, a person you love, your favorite music. Then if you find yourself angry or frustrated or not feeling good, turn to your secret shifters list and focus on one of them. Different things will shift you at different times, so if one doesn't work, go to another. It only takes a minute or two of changing focus to shift yourself and shift your frequency.